Rodgers excited to have him here.
Yep.
And he's going deep. They have not had a deep ball in a month. And Metcalf makes the catch. Warren, the running back. Warren, they fake it to him. Rodgers still has it. He's going to take off running for the touchdown. Aaron Rodgers. Pick up the rush. They throw it downfield. Metcalf over the shoulder. Did he have possession? They say yes. Here's Gainwell. There's open room, and he's in for the touchdown. 6-yard touchdown run by Kenneth Gainwell. From the pocket.
And he's the legs, no spy.
Looks around, now just tosses it. Picked off. Did not have enough air under it. And James Pierre jumps up and brings it down. Jackson from the gun. Taken off. Nope, now throws. He's got him. It's likely for the touchdown. Dump it off. Got it. Got the first down with Warren. Warren gonna go untouched. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. A play so simple that was not defended. 38 yards and a touchdown. Looking, dancing, looking, throws. Incomplete at the goal line. He tried to get it to Andrews, and the Steelers defense makes the play.
Get back, get back.
Here you
go. Take the outcut right away. They're taking
7 seconds. They're running after him, and they get to him. They end the game with a sack. Highsmith.
Well, it's huge. Can't say it's not a huge win. It really is. Vibes are up, but we have a lot of good film to watch, and we need to keep improving off of these good performances.
This song is in honor of Joe Starkey, who spent time in Nashville, came away a country singer, and now he can sing his own songs. He doesn't need me. The Christmas Carol will be coming up in Nashville style.
What a town, Bob. What a town that is. You go Sunday morning at 9 a.m. You're walking around, and there's live music everywhere. Can I get something off my chest, Bob, before we get into
And I know what you're talking about. My daughter, Chelsea, was just down there
incredible.
With her husband, and they were unbelievably talented people everywhere. But
it's an hour away, Bob. By the way, I saw two bands, and I might add this to limits. I saw a solo singer who looked just like Taylor Swift and sounded better than her. And I asked her if she would like to do music for the show. She said yes.
Wow.
I asked another band yesterday, like you said, Bob, you know,
they need a break.
They're scrounging for money and they're unbelievable musicians. So I walked up to them. I don't even know what their name was. I told them the situation, you know, popular station. We're looking for original music. Bob, we're going to get some really, really good music in the next probably couple weeks.
I'm excited about that. I like our theme song as it is right now, but there's always different versions and different
styles.
Yeah, I
do too. The one that Limits doesn't play on Mondays, which is the most important day of the week.
And again, I didn't play it because we have highlights to play and we have other things to play.
Very defensive this morning. Very defensive this morning.
It's
like the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He's got a Kenny Pickett jersey on.
Lamar Jackson, very defensive.
It's an Aaron Rodgers jersey.
Limits, can I get something off my chest before we start here?
Yes.
And there's a lot to get into. Goodness knows, Bob, there's a lot to get into. I flew Southwest, and I've had it. I've had it with the middle seat protection like it's a parking spot in Pittsburgh with your chair. Both planes were basically filled, and both times, going there and back, I had to go to the back because I was one of the last ones on, understandable. But both times, I went up to somebody and said, I'm sorry, can I sit in the middle? And both times, I got attitude. Both times on the way there.
That's why I never liked that system.
It's not a good system.
No.
Everybody thinks they have some kind of right to the middle seat, and how dare you sit there. I get it if it's an open plane, Bob. I get that. This was not an open plane. There was a lady in the aisle on the way there. My wife went to sit by the window, so I went to sit with my wife. May I do that? Do I have permission to do that? So I followed my wife in. I said, oh, I'm going to sit in here too. And the lady says, oh, you are? I said, yes, I am. I'm going to sit next to my wife.
I can't wait for the day. It's going to be like meet the parents or meet the Falkers, whatever it was, when he gets dragged off a plane because it bomb, 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 bomb. Joe Starkey is going to be that guy who's going to be carried off. He says, please, that's what I'm saying. I'm not, no. Ozzie, help me.
You know those viral clips of people throwing tantrums on air?
Joe. Here's the thing. I wasn't the aggrieved party here acting out. They were. Then on the way back.
But you don't stop. You go back.
No.
If they're going to give you that aggrievedness, you're going to give it right back. Oh, really? You think you're entitled to that seat?
Well, listen to what happened on the way back. The same thing. We're the last ones on, so we're going to the back of the plane. There's no open rows. There's not a single open aisle or window seat. So I have to make a call. My wife sits up a little further. I go back a few rows. And sure enough, I think it was two sisters maybe, two women. I don't know. But one was in the aisle. One was in the window. I said again, very politely, I'm sorry. I'm going to sit in the middle. So then the lady, very huffily, I might add, Bob, says, I'll just sit in the middle because she wanted to sit next to her friend or whoever it was. And then I'm like, all right. So I'm getting attitude again, right? Because of the middle seat. It's my middle seat. No, it's not. It's America. It's anybody's middle seat. And in fact, in an empty plane, I would have a right to sit in the middle seat, but I wouldn't do that. And then she whispered, then her friend by the window whispers to her and says, it's not even a full plane, to which I then interjected with them and said, actually, it's pretty darn close to a full plane and there's not one aisle or window seat behind us.
You should have said, do you want me to sit on your lap if you can't give me the middle seat? Because I will, if that's what makes you happy.
Have you guys experienced
this? I hate that system. I do not like that system. I've said it from the beginning. I don't like it at all because it leads to these kinds. Well, they have to change it. They should have changed it. It's ridiculous. I also would like to see them change. You have to buy everything. You want to... a Coke or whatever on some place you got to play. Anything you want, you got to pay extra for. It's enough. Right. You're getting all the money. What do you want more money for?
Right. And then they hand you a bag of stale
pretzels.
Yes. I've had it with the middle seat protection system. I've just had it. Have you experienced this?
Hey, Austin, one day we're going to see him being escorted out of a plane and he's going to be barking back and it's going to be Instagram gold.
It was going to be a video of those viral people
that's
on airplanes,
I mean.
That everyone makes a meme of. Joe will one day be a meme.
Oh, you are? Yes.
You don't like attitude like that.
I am.
That's why you have to check in early. When they say to check in,
you have to make sure you go on right away.
I have as much right to that seat as I have to a parking spot that's not taken.
Well,
this is America. I have a right to that seat.
Isn't Southwest now doing that you can select your own seat?
I don't know what they're doing.
I think they're starting that, and they should have. I don't like that system. I never did. Just because of the very thing you said. Nobody wants that middle chair.
Yeah.
And if you're willing to do it, they should welcome you to do it, because other than that, you may have to move there.
At that point, I didn't have a choice at that point.
Yeah.
There was only middle seats left. It's just unbelievable.
He's an angry Christmas elf, Bob.
Yeah. That's not where we start today, Bob. In fact, some anger has dissipated for people, I think, toward the Steelers, but that's kind of where I start. I guess with open phones and sort of old school sports talk at 412-928-9370. I heard some people, one guy in particular calling the morning show, still ticked off at this team, saying, I still don't believe they got lucky. And then I saw one of our salespeople in the hallway and said, you know, how do you feel? How'd your husband feel? She said, oh, he's always angry, but yesterday he was happy. So where are we with the Steelers beating the Ravens? Like, it's this strange, nonsensical world that we live in, created by 8 years of high-end mediocrity and not having a franchise quarterback. Were you not entertained? I was, but where are they going, Bob? They're in first place. That's good. But where are they going? They have big games ahead that we're looking forward to talking about and getting ready for. Probably a home playoff game. I mean, they'd really have to screw this up now based on the schedules and the tiebreakers and the fact that they're a game ahead. But where are they going? And this is awesome. And in other years, we'd be having a ticker tape parade today. But where are they going, Bob? And finally, they beat the Ravens in Baltimore, and they made the Ravens suffer. Isn't that a good thing? And there's more upset in Baltimore than there is here right now with the coach, today at least. And they threw the Ravens into turmoil, but they're still only 7-6. And where are they going?
Well,
Bob?
Right now, they're going to the playoffs based on how it is, and they're 7-6. And I agree with your one assessment.
Well, they always go to the playoffs.
But I agree with your one assessment that... that was a highly entertaining game. I always value entertainment from sports. In fact, that's the number one reason why I like to watch it. There's always something different going on. I watched the Duke and Virginia game. Don't ask me why, but I thought it would be interesting to see what would happen as a fallout to the college football playoff. And that game turned out to be highly entertaining and highly interesting with a lot of questions attached to it. So for me, that was a game I was anxious to watch to see how they would respond. I have nothing but the utmost respect for Aaron Rodgers, how he's dealing with this situation. He may have been the most motivated guy out there at age 42. And that's saying something about him. He doesn't need to do anything else in his career. He's a Hall of Famer waiting to be first ballot slam dunk, yet he's out there at age 42 after he just got, you know, plowed over by a Bosa train last week and almost broke his nose, and he came back from war with a broken wrist.
Yeah.
And here he's out there still doing this. I get a lot of respect for that, and I think the Steelers made plays when they have to. Was it perfect? No. Do they have flaws? Yes. Could they lose out to the Baltimore Ravens? Even though Baltimore looks bad right now, they still control their own destiny if they went out there in, because that would include a win over Pittsburgh at the end of the year. So I thought it was fascinating, and as much as you don't like this parody, most people – as much as people say, well, look, everybody's mediocre, that's what the NFL has strived for years. They want this head bashing at the end of the year, which creates very interesting storylines. So where are they going? They're going to a Miami game, which they could very easily lose on Monday night. So I don't know. This team is a very interesting team to try to figure out. But for the time being, people should be happy about it. You know, that's the way I look at it. Yes, you have problems. Yes, I understand the long-ranging effects that people want to talk about. But for now, they're first place. Stranger things have happened. They could get in and get on a roll. Who knows?
You mentioned Duke, Bob. What if the NFL went college football playoff committee and excluded the AFC North champ from the playoffs?
They might. might happen. The ACC was lucky, and Duke made it possible for Miami to get in.
Right.
But if they did that, then there's a whole bunch of other stuff we could talk about. But
listen, do you agree with Bob, first of all, that you should be happy today? That's what Bob said.
Yeah.
Are you? 412.
Why do you watch a game if you're a fan?
Well, I hear you. 412-928-9370. I'll tell you exactly what I think. And believe me, I'm as confused as anybody else about this team. And I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked if they lost out or if they won out. I think they're gonna win this division and have a home playoff game, maybe against the Bills. Because of the schedule, it's not just the one game lead. It's the Ravens face Joe Burrow, Drake May, and Jordan Love before they come back here.
Mm-hmm.
And the Steelers have games against the Dolphins and Browns, sandwiched with a trip to Detroit. Nothing easy there, I know. But it's the schedule for one, and then it's the tiebreakers. And if they finish tied, and let's assume the Ravens would win here to forge a tie, if we're talking tiebreakers, it would go head-to-head, even. It would go division, presumably even. And the third tiebreaker would be conference, and the Steelers are two games ahead of the Ravens in the conference standings. That's how they would likely win a tiebreaker. And that Ravens-Bills game from the first week of the season, the game that continues to haunt the Ravens, I believe, emotionally, is gonna maybe do them in the end. But here's what I think, Bob. This is my honest thought today. I'm looking you in the eyes and being as honest as possible. And you're a very forgiving and compassionate man as you look over here.
I
know you're going to accept whatever I say lovingly, aren't you?
I am. Your opinion is your opinion. It values to me.
I think that the Steelers can compete in this weakened, watered-down AFC. Now, please, am I predicting that they'll win a playoff game? No. I've been consistent about that all year through the ups and downs. I think they're headed to the same spot. However, in a conference where Kansas City and Baltimore are fading fast and almost cooked, and where New England, Denver, and Jacksonville are the top three seeds, I actually think the Steelers can compete in that little circle. Call me crazy. I do. If some of what we saw yesterday is real, and I don't know if it is, Bob. Do they have a real quarterback? Do they have an actual downfield passing game? And are their stars on defense, their playmakers is maybe a better word, going to be healthy? Because that's not always the case, but TJ Watt, Hayward, and Highsmith are healthy right now. They can actually compete in this little circle of teams in the AFC. I honestly believe that. Your take.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen worse situations as far as conference mediocrity, and I think that's where we are. Go back to the freak show, the Pirates of 1997, I think, where they had no business competing for any of that, but because everything else was down, they took advantage of it. I think, like you, that they can get in and win at least one playoff game. In fact, I said so at the beginning. I thought if everything went right, and that includes Rodgers. And again, I think going into this last four games, he's the quarterback who seems to be most inspired and most productive of all the quarterbacks I've seen. Joe Burrow is back, yes, but he made a dumb throw yesterday, got picked off for a pick six to your Bills. I think Aaron Rodgers, who would have thought at this juncture of the season, he'd come off 284 yards passing, just a tremendous effort on his part. I didn't see it lasting this long. They are up and down. They have to figure out more consistency on their offense. But yesterday, and I think all the talk, all the narrative about not throwing down the field was heard inside that locker room and inside that coaching room.
Yeah.
And they wanted to stop that, but also take advantage of what they thought was an opportunity down the field. And boy, did they. That first throw by Rodgers was great. I can see them doing both. I could see them, and that's such a wishy-washy, I guess, approach, but I think that's where we are.
One week to the next week,
I don't know what we're going to see.
Yeah.
And until they string it together, when was the last time they won back-to-back games? You have to go all the way back to the beginning of the season, right? Did they? Yeah, because they were 4-1 at some point.
Four and one, yes.
But they haven't. They talk about stacking wins. That's the word, stack. Let's see if they can stack. Based on yesterday, going on the road, doing what they did to Baltimore, yeah, they could do that. Miami's an average team. You don't know what you're going to get. They're hot right now. But they could very easily fall back into what the Dolphins were early in the season.
Well, jumping off what you said there, first of all, after the Bills game, Aaron Rodgers looked older than Dick Van Dyke, Bob. How old is Dick Van Dyke?
He's like 97.
Is he 97?
He's 99.
Yeah. 99, good for Dick.
That was that was Dick Van Dyke with a broken arm in that game, Bob.
Yeah, 99.
He was the story yesterday.
Bob, he turns 100 on December 13th.
Does he?
We should sing happy birthday to Dick Van Dyke on that day.
Yeah, we should.
We really should.
Or have Rodgers sing it to him, Bun. He turned 42 last week, so he's almost halfway there.
Happy birthday to you, Malzy.
So he was the story yesterday. That's what I'm talking about as like a flicker of hope, is if you have a quarterback who can get the ball down the field to go with some playmakers on defense who are healthy, and they rarely are this time of year, it doesn't exactly make for a juggernaut, but it makes for a team that could be interesting when the playoffs start. Assuming they get there, they could be interesting. I'm going to say that again repeatedly today, Bob. Now, the other side of that is, this game brought up memories of the Colts game from 2020. Do you remember that game, Bob? The Steelers hadn't completed a downfield pass since Moby Dick was a minnow.
Okay. I refresh my memory on what you said. Yes.
It's the same, all the same stuff.
Right.
Late stage Ben and late stage Aaron having all the same issues. So they go into the Colts game. They're falling apart after an 11-0 start, and they fall behind by 17. And then in the second half, Ben just decides to do what he wants and flings the ball down the field. They have an unbelievable comeback. I think he had 230 yards in the second half. However, that is exactly what that proved to be, a flicker and not a flame. The passing game just died out after that. So is what we saw yesterday real and sustainable and transferable to future games? I don't know, but I didn't expect to see it either. So I'm very curious. They actually completed actual NFL passes down the field. Right,
especially to the guy who's making 150, and I hate to keep bringing up a contract. I thought he played a heck of a game too. DK Metcalf was down the field making plays.
Yeah,
and I also give him a big applause for going in on special teams. You don't expect to see that from a guy who's your star wide receiver.
Went in as a gunner.
Yeah. I mean, that takes a lot of guts, and for the coaching staff to allow it is surprising to me. But they needed help there. He volunteered to do it, so he gets a game ball for that. But yeah, I want to see that, but we still did not see tight ends prominently figured, although Freiermuth was so wide open on that 38-yard touchdown pass.
Everybody
to
was.
It's like, unbelievable. I don't know what the Ravens were doing there, but you know, two catches for Pat. You had zero catches for Jonnu Smith again. Those are supposed to be weapons that are utilized. They're paid to be utilized, and so far they haven't been utilized. So that's still a head-scratcher to me.
Man, just to see Rodgers bounce back like that, was worth something because I did not expect to see it. After
and you even
the
got a
game.
Discount double check. You didn't expect to see that today.
Oh, yeah. He, like you said, he played with a certain competitive fire. We had Mark Cabali and Chris Hoke last week telling us that they thought Mason was a better option than Aaron going into that game. And I didn't really blame them for that. But Aaron bounced back with a certain fire. You mentioned, what do you call it again? The discount?
Discount double check.
Yeah, the championship belt.
Yeah.
The champions. And then Tomlin mimicked it on the sidelines, which was tremendous. But that was Aaron yesterday. He runs for a touchdown. He fights with his broken wrist to make that play. We can talk about that call
later. There's so
later,
many plays to talk about.
But he was fighting
God.
For it. He was snapping on Artie. It looked like he wanted to go over there and kick Artie right in the groin on that play, didn't it?
And he was right.
He was right on that one. So he was him and the officiating. But from the Steelers' standpoint, really, Rodgers was the story, wasn't he, Bob? And if
Absolutely.
You have that, if you have that, you might have a chance. I just don't know if it's real yet, but I didn't think you were even going to get that. I didn't even think we'd be asking the question, hey, is his game yesterday for real? I didn't think we'd be presented with that question today.
Well, the one thing that has to continue to happen is he was not touched once by the Baltimore Ravens in the form of a sack. They did a good job trying to keep things away from him. And the other thing we saw from his 42-year-old feet, and did he go to the good feet store, I wonder, because he was all over the place trying to keep plays alive. Never thought he would have a rushing touchdown in this game. I never thought he'd be able to extend plays the way he did. He knew when to avoid traffic, when to step up in the pocket, all of that. But it starts with good protection, and for large portions of this game, he had it.
412-928-9370. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Bob, I think my voice is in pretty good shape today. And yet, I'm always a little bit ashamed here because you have the real voice. And then even compared to you, some of those guys in Nashville, some of the guys on stage, just when they talk.
Amazing.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I've been to Nashville once a long time. I haven't been there recently. My daughter, as I said, went there last week with her husband and loved it and said, same thing you did. Got out of bed in the morning and there were people singing already.
Yeah,
they're just
any
trying
bar
to get,
you walk
they're
into.
Just trying to, they're like an undrafted free agent.
Yeah.
They're just saying, please give me a chance. I need a rep. Give me a rep.
Can we take a show field trip there, Bob? It's only an hour away. Limits, would you like to go there?
Oh, I would love to go. I've never been.
I want to
wear
see
a
you
Drew
battling.
Aller jersey.
Austin, like what we should do is you sit by the window, I sit by the aisle, and have
we'll
him walk
right
and say,
middle.
I'm sorry, do you mind? I said, no, you're not sitting here. Sorry. This is our space.
The guitar player yesterday in the morning had a Steve Largent jersey on, which
wow.
was gigantic. So, Limits, I really do think a Drew Aller jersey would be appropriate.
I would wear my Drew Aller jersey very proudly, like I will do at the Pinstripe Bowl, Bob. The Pinstripe Bowl.
Well,
why didn't they pick Penn State? Why didn't they pick Penn State in that
because
game,
it,
Bob?
It would have been the natural choice. They're going to cite, as a committee cited, I think, that that's a localized rivalry that doesn't have broad. Tell me what Clemson brings. Does Clemson? Are they going to bring? I think fans traveling to New York, there'll be more of them in Pitt-Penn State than Penn State-Clemson.
By far, I think, yeah. There's no doubt.
These are very confusing times, I would imagine, for Steeler fans. How are you supposed to feel? How do you feel? 412-928-9370. As I said off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Mr. P, let's hit the phones.
All righty. Let's start with Mike and Brentwood, Mr. Starkey.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys, I got to tell you, I got an appointment. I'm driving to my therapist right now because I don't know what to do. You know, I went into the game, I listened to Pony and Mueller, and I was kind of with them thinking, I'm going to root for them to lose out, get rid of Tomlin. I'm not a Tomlin supporter, and I figured that's the only way Rooney's going to get rid of them is they just tank and look horrible. Kickoff, I just can't root for the Ravens. I'm sorry, I just couldn't do it.
No, and I don't blame you. I talked with Donnie on Donnie Football Friday about that, Bob. It's like it's easy to say big picture, we don't want them to win. But like you say, once the game starts,
it's
Mike.
It's fun. It's entertainment. Yeah. It keeps you in. You were there for the entire time, right, Mike? All the way through. You didn't leave.
Yeah, well, and it's just that I think I despise Baltimore more than I despise having Tomlin. And
you despise what?
I despise Baltimore more than I despise having Tomlin as the coach, and I can't see Rooney really getting rid of him. So the idea of rooting against Pittsburgh again for Baltimore was very confusing, but I was going to give it a shot, and I just couldn't do it. And then as the game's proceeding, I'm like, I wish I could, because these guys, I mean, it's like the refs, and I'm obviously a Pittsburgh guy, but I'm thinking, how are they making that call? How, you know, I'm like, it's just...
Which one?
The eye test. Yeah, on all of them. Look at the eye test.
You're talking about the likely touchdown that wasn't?
Well, we're going to break those down.
The likely touchdown, and I still haven't seen a replay of what they supposedly did to Chris Kunitz to get, you know, the field goal.
He's back from retirement. Kunitz right side, centers the pass to Crosby.
I thought Pascal Dupuis had a hell of a game, Bob. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it.
Mike's got to go to therapist for more now. He's mixing all the sports together.
That was great. Bob, why don't we get into the calls next? People are on board. The phone lines are lighting up like Malzi in a craft beer house, right?
They're already full, Joe.
Like Crowley at Mountaineer Field. Like Pony in the Carrier Dome. Anything else, Bob?
No.
Like Richie Walsh at a hairspray convention? Does he use hairspray or moose,
No,
Bob?
He doesn't have to use any of it. It's
natural
move.
Still?
Moose?
It's moose. I use moose. You don't use moose?
Do you use moose?
You got to use
you
moose.
Use
look
a
at
lot
your,
of it.
You have it in your hair. What are you
I
talking about?
I don't have
about?
Moose,
you
have but moose. I have a paste that I use.
Well, paste,
you know,
moose, same thing.
Paste.
I think it's looking pretty nice today, Bob, huh?
Yeah, it's pasted
a little fluff
up.
To
it looks good. A little fluff, yeah. Got to get that, a little foundation upward.
I might need a haircut before Christmas, though.
Bob, did you see Kenny Pickett got in the game yesterday?
And was pretty good.
What did you make of the ending of that game? A quick aside here.
I don't know what to make of that. That's very strange.
The Raiders kick a field goal at the buzzer to cover? Is that right?
Yeah,
to cover.
That made no sense to me. And if you're ever thinking about people are in on a take, this would make you wonder for sure. I mean, no reason for that.
How about Kenneth Pickett going 8-for-11 for 97 and a touchdown, Bob, and 130 passer rating?
Well, Geno Smith has been terrible, so they may as well just stick to him and see what happens.
Bob, I wasn't aware of the DK Metcalf story. It seems like all is well now. It seems that way. Kept behind, taken off the plane in Baltimore because he was having stomach pains. But according to the Post-Gazette, did he already fly home limits or he's flying home?
Yeah, he is flying back today.
So he hasn't happened yet. So sort of an odd story, but man, did he empty the tank yesterday?
That's what you get when you play special teams. Those guys are your gunner. They're gunning for you. You're gunning for them. You know, he'll be fine, I'm sure.
And another story today, quite obvious. I mean, Mike Tomlin was under fire like never before. And they go and they win a big game in Baltimore, and some of his moves helped them win, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they got rid of Darius Slay, and the other people that they've brought in have been good.
Well, I thought, you know, they're playing James Pierre a lot, and he's playing well when he gets in there. Brandon Echols plays well when he's in there.
Yeah.
Those guys are contributing, and they have a lot to play for, so they're motivated.
And Jabril Peppers comes in, and I thought played a pretty good game.
And even though Thielen only caught one pass, I think Rodgers said something interesting after the game, which I didn't even think of this, the professionalism, and he was quick to say, I'm not trying to say this about other guys on our team. It's just that the professionalism that Valdez-Scantling and a guy like Thielen bring in practice, he kept going back to practice, is the reason they had a better performance offensively.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing Tomlin did was bench Roman Wilson. So give credit where it's due for a day with Tomlin. Give credit where it's due. They went and they won. And some of his moves, multiple moves really, I thought helped them win the game. In the meantime, how do you feel as a Steeler fan? What about some of these calls yesterday? Because nationally, officiating is the big story. Why don't we hit the lines and then get to that, Bob? Limits,
yeah,
who's
lot
up?
To talk about there.
Here's Randall in Atlanta.
Hey, Randall.
Hey, Joe. How you doing? Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Good. How are you, man?
All right. Hey, let me write this time down. It's 10:42 a.m. on the Monday morning. Joe gave Tomlin credit for something. Let me write that down. So we.
Yeah, you could write down probably his first 10 years, too, as the coach, and I gave him more credit than anybody else, but the fact of the matter is they haven't come close to winning a playoff game in going on a decade, so let's not give too much. But, yeah. Give some for yesterday, for sure.
Yeah, I will. Okay, we'll get back to that one. Okay, so it seems that, Joe, you have a tendency to minimize the situations for the Steelers when they have positive situations going on, yet when they have negative situations going on, you amplify them.
Yeah, and I'm the only one that does that. They're sitting here. They're sitting here at 7-6. What's there to maximize, Randall? Okay. Why don't you just give your opinion?
Here I go. You mentioned earlier that all of a sudden the AFC is a weakened, watered down division, a conference. Why? Because Baltimore, Buffalo, and Kansas City are not at the top anymore. Why can't it be that there's finally parity where you got Jacksonville and Houston or New England back on top, or you know, near the top, or competing, or Denver competing? So let's say parity, rather than calling it weakened, watered down, all of a sudden because the teams have gotten. Some teams have gotten weakened and some have gotten stronger. Okay?
Yeah.
When we went 11-0 that year, every time they won the game, you would come in the next Monday and say, oh, awesome game, but I can't wait to see what they do next week. Can we just give Tomlin credit for one time and the Steelers credit without using the word but? Just give them credit, deal with what they happened yesterday without using the word but.
No, I can't. Sorry. And I was right that year, too, by the way, because they folded down the stretch and wound up having one of the most embarrassing playoff games ever. Would you like to say hello to Bob? Randall, would you like to say hello to Bob, or is anything else on your mind today?
Last one. Hello, Bob. Last one. Hello, franchise quarterback. There was no way we could have a franchise try to get one in the draft with Ben around, because he even flipped out when we got Rudolph.
Well, they had a chance in 2018 to get Lamar Jackson, and they chose Terrell Edmonds.
Well, that's true. Good point. Great point.
Bob has great points, Bob, but my points are all bad.
This is the Joe who got on the plane and looking for the middle seat to move over and just take the seat. Now he's a little agitated.
You brought up the 11-0 season, which is a perfect example. It was all built on, you know, smoke and mirrors that year. And some of us, maybe not you, but some of us could see it, that it wasn't sustainable. And as it turned out, it wasn't. What's your opinion, Randall? Are they going to win a playoff? Are they going to win a playoff game? Is this sustainable?
We can only hope, Joe. This team is, somebody mentioned it on SteelersDepot.com. This team is bipolar. They come in one week, they're great. They come in the next week, who knows what they're going to do? I can't tell you anything until the game is over.
Well, I think that's Joe's point. I mean, that's what we've seen. It's up and down. It's every which way. So they have to show consistency, and if they do, they can be a team that has some success in the postseason. But they have to show it on a regular basis. Like even yesterday, you'd have to admit, Randall, you don't want to give up over 400 yards of offense to a team that's been struggling like that, and yet they did. You know, their running game only produced 34 yards. They gave up over 200 yards rushing for the second week in a row. Those are not trends you want to see.
They get paid too.
I understand that, but that's the kind of theme that can get you into trouble, because in the playoffs, those things will matter.
Agreed.
Thank you, Randall. Randall constantly calls in as if I'm the only person in town that questions Tomlin or isn't going to give him credit, which I just did, by the way, for yesterday's game. But there's not a ton of credit to give out these days. Honestly, big picture, when you haven't come close to winning a playoff game in nearly a decade, it's an old story. I wasn't the one chanting fire Tomlin last weekend either. I found it funny that Rodgers, after the game, wanted to, maybe it'll shut you guys the hell up, media. Patrick Queen had something similar to say. It's not us yelling in the crowd. Were you in the crowd last week, Bob?
I don't do that even if I was. I don't do that. But people do that. And
yeah,
they did that, and it was one of those things that became a talking point.
I think those guys think that media heavily influences people, and I would say that's less true today than it's ever been. In fact, if you ask bunches of fans, they would say, why don't you ask them the tough questions? You're not critical enough. That would be the predominant opinion, I think, in my experience, of fans. So it ain't us, Aaron and Patrick. It was the people in the seats who pay their good money to watch you play. Would you agree, Bob?
Yes. I mean, people have a right to do whatever they want to do. I'm not a chanter like that. I don't necessarily like that approach. You can boom, you can do whatever you want. But that's where we are. And it's a tough environment, because you see all throughout sports, the coaches, a lot of them are shown quick exits. And this has been the opposite of that. So I understand why people feel that way, given the lack of success in the postseason. But I also know that every year, and this is all my take every time I think about a new year, it's a new year. And you see what happens as the thing goes on. You may expect the same ending, and you may very well get the same ending, or you may get something different. That's why I like watching the game.
Exactly. And also, what Randall said was patently untrue about the 11-0 season. I was giving the Steelers credit. In fact, I just looked it up to make sure that that was the case, Bob. And when they were, I think, 11-0, my take was, you know, a lot of teams earn skepticism, but they're sitting here at 11-0, and they deserve credit for that. So I wasn't coming in every week and saying that, but, I mean, anybody who watched that season, you had to at least wonder if it was all going to fall apart. And guess what? It all fell apart.
Yes, it did.
Just like last year.
Just like last year was the same kind of ending.
Next.
Here's our guy, Emmanuel in Carnegie.
Hello, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. This is the time of year where he hears one of those songs, you know.
Oh, yeah. Have a happy holiday. Anyways.
Nice voice.
Joe, Bob, you guys are as fair-minded as it gets on television and radio. Like, seriously. What Randall said, I thought it was a little bit extreme. I think you're fair-minded, Joe. And all the criticism last 2 weeks was warranted. They have a standard, and we wasn't reaching that standard of excellent football. And I kind of want to agree with Mike, the caller, prior to the commercial break. It's tough to still, like, root for this team because you kind of have a feel where it's going to go at the end of the day. But I can never get myself to the point of rooting against us. I can never do that. The parity in the league, we just talked about it. Unfortunately, what we saw with Daniel Jones going down with the Achilles, there's still a chance for us to win playoff games if we get in. I always believe in giving yourself a chance. Just get in because there's a human component. Injuries happen. We have a 5-takeaway game. As long as we get in. And I still think we have a chance against certain teams, depending on who we face. I'm not too high on the Chargers because they're banged up. I'm not too high on the Jaguars. I think if we play the Bills, we're probably going to lose again, but we still have a chance. The only thing is you got to get in. Give yourself a chance.
Yeah, you do, but you got to start winning some of those too. Again, you just mentioned the word standard. That's what their standard is to get in and win playoff games and see where it goes from there. But, yeah, as a fourth seed, and that's what they would be because I don't think there's any other way you can get in. You got to win that division. Then you'll take on most likely Buffalo in the first round because I don't think they're going to overtake the Patriots.
No, maybe it looks they like will. Buffalo, maybe the Chargers, and maybe the Texans, who are rising fast.
That team is just...
That's the best defense in the league.
Oh, its emerge is suffocating. And Patrick Mahomes, you didn't see a stat line. He had a 19 rating, I think, last night. 3 interceptions, no touchdowns. They made him look bad.
And the other thing, for Randall and others, and I appreciate the call, Emmanuel, is you're going to hear a lot of people go on the air and write today that the Steelers got lucky, period. You won't hear them start out, as I did, by saying, I think they actually have a chance. In fact, I'll get ripped more by people for saying that than I would for anything else, even saying they were lucky. And that's the other side of the coin from yesterday, by the way, is yes, Mike Tomlin made some good moves. But, you hear that, Randall? But they flat out got lucky to win the game. That's indisputable. Would you agree, Bob?
Yes, I would agree. And I said so yesterday on our show because, I mean, I don't know how else you can do it. Luck is part of it. Sometimes you create your own luck. And I get all of that. But, yes, there were calls could have gone in. I'm still conflicted by that touchdown that wasn't, that was, that wasn't, that was, that what? What is a catch? I've asked this question for the last how many years, and I still don't have an answer that makes sense.
See, so, I think that one in the end is cut and dry. I don't think the other ones were. Let's talk about that next. Now, did you hear that, Randall? Bob said the Steelers were lucky, too. He said they won, but Tomlin got lucky. Limits, would you agree with that?
That the Steelers got lucky?
Yeah.
I mean, the call definitely should have went.
Which one?
The touchdown was definitely a touchdown in my mind. I mean, by the basis of the rules, I guess they considered it not a third
absolutely,
step.
It absolutely wasn't a touchdown by the rules. It's all right, we'll get into it now.
No, you don't have to if we have to go to a break. I'm just saying, I read that stuff, and I flash back to two different plays. The Jesse James play, which was a touchdown.
But it wasn't.
But it wasn't, but it was. They later admitted Saints. It was.
No, they didn't. Nobody ever admitted that was a touchdown. The
I've heard a lot of people say that that was
the officials never came out.
Maybe not publicly, but a lot of people that I know who believe it was and it wasn't the right.
It was not a touchdown by the letter of the law. But here's the other thing. Bad rule, right call.
Okay, let's do that. Change the rule. Like, for example, in the end zone, I've always confused. If you're in the back of the end zone, you catch a pass, you make no football moves, and then you spike the ball. What is that?
Right.
Is that a touchdown?
Exactly. It's a terrible, terrible rule that was adjudicated correctly. That's what happened on the likely touchdown.
I give a lot of credit to Joey Porter, too. You have to be mindful to stay in the play. And he did stay in the play. So kudos to him for that.
You need a third step down, do you not?
Well, let me
That's the way I understand
I thought he had a third step
he didn't
down.
Have a third step down. I thought, went very, very slowly, and so did...
I did the same thing.
But again,
you have to admit, the ball was jarred loose before his third step hit.
Both Nance and Romo said it was a touchdown, and they stayed with that until Sterator came on. So my point is, when you saw that play just by your eye test, it's a touchdown.
To any rational person, that should be a touchdown, the same as the Jesse James play should have been a catch. It should have been. It defies all logic and common sense that that's not a touchdown. However, by the idiotic rule that's written, it's not a touchdown. And James wasn't a catch.
Right.
It's real simple to me.
So here it is. Based on what you're saying, it's right. This is what it says in the rule book. Because you always have to go back and find this stuff up. Number one, secure control of the ball, which he did. See, that to me is where it ends. You have secure, that means possession to me. Okay, but they expand.
Yeah.
Have both feet or a body part other than hands in bounds. He did.
Right.
Perform a football move that includes taking a third step, tuck the ball away. No, he didn't do that.
Bingo.
But why have they decided a three steps instead of, how about not five steps? How about one step? How about
terrible
two steps?
Terrible rule adjudicated correctly.
And I'm only saying this. I'm glad the Steelers won the game. I'm glad they got the call. What I'm saying is this is Baltimore's Jesse James moment.
Yeah.
This is what Steeler fans were complaining about, and they were right to complain.
Well, okay, let's talk about this next, and let's phrase it this way. If it was the Steelers who were victimized by these calls, which one, how would you put them in order of the ones you'd be most upset by? Like, you don't have, maybe you think all the calls were right, and I'm sure everybody's happy because we always are when the calls go our way. But if all three calls, and the ones I'm obviously talking about are likely, the Rodgers disputed catch, and the roughing the snapper. Those three calls, if they all happened to the Steelers, in what order would you be most upset with?
Well,
let's do that next.
Okay, do it next.